Greetings, this is Brother Steve again with the daily devotion for the 29th. God bless you all. We are going to continue with our study on John the Baptist, his life, his ministry. This time, I'm going to focus mainly on his ministry. I don't know if I'll get all the details that I need in this one message or not, but we're going to see how far we get. What was John the Baptist's ministry? Again, going back to the prophecies, he was a voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. Maybe I'll just go to John first, the Gospel of John, and look at what he had to say there. It says the Jews sent the priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him who he was, and he confessed, denied not that he was not the Christ. And then they asked him, verse 21 of chapter 1, and they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." And so here we see that, according to what the scribes were and the Pharisees were understanding of Malachi chapter 4, where it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Another place, it also talks about how Jesus himself actually says, Matthew 17, verse 10 and following, and the disciples ask him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come and already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall the Son of Man suffer of them." Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. And so there's could possibly be a little bit of confusion there as to who John the Baptist was. Was he really the Elias prophesied of there in Malachi, or was he not? Some places it seems like he was, and other places it seems like he was not. Another place it says that he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and I think that is in Luke somewhere, Luke chapter 1 and verse 17, "And he shall go before him," meaning before the Lord, "in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So there seems to be, seems like he came in the spirit and the power of Elias, but another place he plainly confesses that he is not Elias or Elijah. So I believe that there's some similarities there, but maybe that prophecy there in Malachi may not have completely been fulfilled yet, that John the Baptist was the partial fulfillment of that, but that there is a day coming when Elijah will come and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. So before, and he also says there, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and this is, as I would understand here in John the Baptist's time, was not before the great and dreadful day. This was before the Lord's first coming, when he came as a child, as a little baby, unknown to most of the world. But there is a day coming when he's going to come again, not as a little baby, but as a king. And he's going to come riding on his white horse, and everybody will see him. And so, according to Malachi there, and maybe John the Baptist's own words and some other studies there, it would seem like maybe there is another prophet coming that is will be like Elias before that day comes and Jesus' second coming. The other thing that that's interesting about John the Baptist is that it says he also says that he is not that prophet. Now, I think it was Zacharias in his baptism or in his prophecy there in chapter one, Luke chapter one and verse 76, it says, "And thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins." And so here we see that he is called a prophet. And yet, you know, when we look at John the Baptist's life, he is not, there's nowhere that we read that he, as far as I can tell, there's nowhere that they, we read that he can, that he prophesied any future event. I don't know of any miracles that he did. And yet, another interesting thing is that John the Baptist was called the greatest of all the prophets. Matthew 11, verse 11, "For I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So here we have Jesus himself saying that John the Baptist is the greatest of prophets, that among all the ones that are those that are born of women, he is the greatest. But then he says that notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So he is John the Baptist is ushering in this kingdom. He's preparing the way of the Lord. And it looks like we're not going to be getting into that much this morning as far as his actual message. But that was his ministry, was to prepare the way, to usher in this kingdom. And so he was going before Christ. But he was the last and the greatest of the prophets. It also says there in Luke, I think it's where Zacharias was prophesying of this child or what he's going to be. He says that he's going to be great before the Lord. I don't see that offhand here, but I remember reading that somewhere. That he should be called great. And so, John the Baptist was the greatest of the prophets, the last of the Old Testament prophets. While he was, you know, preparing the way for the New Testament to come in, and I believe I'm going to stop there, and we will talk about in the next message. We'll talk about John the Baptist, the message that John the Baptist brought, the message of repentance, and what that was all about. So God bless you, and we will be back for more later.